From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another European migrant tragedy. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday, as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found in a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among leaders attending the summit, calling the discovery of the bodies horrible and a warning to resolve the migration issue. An Islamic State suicide car bomber drove into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders. Iraqi officials say the attack happened Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province, where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling extremists for many months. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Meanwhile, Ukraine accused Russia-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations on Thursday. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay, announced just before the meeting scheduled Thursday in Cairo, grew out of one of the original obstacles facing a pan-Arab force. This is VOA News.